Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. The near-death experience that led a local couple to buy an apple orchard. Pretty interesting situation that goes back to COVID. Frank and Esther Weigel have really created something special at Everly Farms. You may remember it by its old name, Minnetonka Orchards. But it's more than just the orchards now. And Frank is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline for DeRussia Eats. Frank, it's good to visit with you.
Nice to meet you, Jason.
Tell me, take me back to that time in 2020 when you realized that, you know, you had a second chance at life and you wanted to make it count.
Yeah, it was a rough time. So I remember once I woke up, I was, you know, in a coma for about a month. I, you know, my wife asked me what I really wanted to do. And, you know, I always had this thought I wanted an apple orchard, you know. And in my, there's a long history in my family back a long time ago having orchards. And my dad and I at one point were looking at orchards. And, you know, I decided at that point I wanted to sell my company, retire, spend more time with my, you know, young twins, boy, girl. And just wanted to spend more time with them. So with selling my company and retiring, you know, I still needed something to do. I like to keep busy. And so an orchard came up for sale, and it was fairly close to our house. And so we decided to buy it. And so we kind of ran with it from there. And it was a great place. And Lowell and Phyllis Schapper created Minnetonka Orchards, and we met with them several times. And when we decided to purchase it from them, and we wanted to kind of keep within the spirit of keeping an apple orchard. I think a lot of people want to do something different with it. So and it just kind of evolved, and we're trying to create a more of a year-round experience there now.
You guys bought the orchard in 2021, right? So you've been kind of slowly and thoughtfully creating what it is that you want it to be.
Correct. Yeah. And so for years, you know, the shoppers were getting older. And so we first came in and, you know, updated a lot of things, added, you know, a few, you know, attractions for kids. They had at one point tried to make wine. So they had some wine making equipment. So initially we bought it just for the orchard, but since they had wine making equipment, we thought, you know, my wife and I, Esther, you know, we love wine. So we decided to give a shot at making some wine. And, fortunately enough, we found an amazing, talented winemaker, John Reeves, hired him and ran with it.
Because, Frank, like, if you love wine, you had to be a little afraid about straight up making only Minnesota grape wine, right?
Correct. So, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I did know a little bit about wine. And, you know, wine is interesting grapes that, you know, there's a lot. It's like food. You can give the same chef, you know, the same ground beef and then make two different hamburgers, right?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So, you know, a talented winemaker, it's not just taking the grapes and crushing them and putting them in the bottle. You know, there's a lot of things that go involved. It's, you know, how you grow the grapes and how you maintain the grapes. You know, you have to really be on top of good farming practices to make the highest quality grapes. And then once you have the grapes, you know, it's how you blend the grapes, how you, how long you age them, you know, put them in the barrels, and so on. So there's a lot you could do to, I don't want to say manipulate, but it basically is manipulating,
yeah,
just like food, to create something. So, you know, a lot of it goes into blending and you know, other things. So he's done a absolutely amazing job. And we were, you know, pleasantly shocked at his first run. You know, when you first start this and you hire a winemaker, you never know exactly what you're going to get. But we were extremely pleased with the product that he produced. And we just keep evolving as we go.
We are visiting with Frank Weigel. It is called Everly Farms in Minnetrista. And you are, you know, the orchard part of things. You're probably gearing up, right? We're close to the early season apples starting to come in.
Yes. So we should be open. We're looking to open the weekend before Labor Day, which is like August 30th range. So right now is kind of we've got a lot going on trying to get the orchard ready. We also have our big charity event, Quirks of the Cause, coming up this Saturday. So we have a sequence along with our grand opening of the restaurant on Sunday. So we have a lot going on within the next couple of weeks to get this orchard and ready to go for the public to come.
Are you glad that you bought it? Has it been more work in some ways than you expected? Or what, I guess, what, you know, all of us, if you're in that moment of like, what would I want to do with the rest of my life? You might think that the orchard sounds pretty good. And then now a couple of years in, you're like, well, I don't know. Was this crazy?
You know, it's funny because I had some my former employees came out to visit, and they looked at me and said, "You work harder now than when you actually work." But no, it's fun because I like the variety of things we're doing. There is the crunch time of the season. That's it's so much fun, but it's also when it ends, you get a little bit of a break there during the winter time. So no, we absolutely love it. It's great to have something because we're very family oriented. So it's great to have something where we could have, our twins are 6 years old right now, and we have three older kids. But it's great to have something where you can go to work and you can actually have your kids with you. Mm-hmm. For years, I worked in long hours and I wasn't able to, attend all the kids' stuff, and my kids couldn't go to work with me. But we absolutely love it. It's just feel productive and fulfilled at the end of the day when we're done with done with the day.
What was your old company, Frank?
So I was in the waste recycling business in California. And so I did that my entire career, and then ended up selling that in the end of 2021.
Wow, so cool. You think all right, you're always in the business of taking sort of natural resources and trying to turn it into something else. And that's sort of the same thing you're working on right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just a different end of the process, really.
Right. So. Our guest is Frank Weigel from Everly Farms. Now, part of what you've done with Everly Farms is you've got the orchard, you've got the winery, and I'll have you talk about Quirks for a Cause in just a minute. But you've also created a restaurant there called The Table, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when we first started the winery, we thought about the tasting room. And so one of the things that always drove me nuts about when I went to Napa, we previously were from California. You go to Napa and you go out wine tasting and none of the wineries had food. And
right.
So,
yes.
You're drinking wine, and you get, hungry. And also, you want to help absorb some of that wine.
Well, no doubt. Yes.
But when you go to other places, like if you wine taste in Italy, they serve food, So the one thing we thought is when we had the tasting room, we want to have food also. And so we hired Tom Grittner as our head chef, amazing chef, and he's created a great menu. And so we really kind of turned it into it's a restaurant tasting room. We call The Table at Everly Farms, where we'll be open Thursday through Sunday. Right now we're doing a soft opening. Sundays are our grand opening. But yeah, everything so far has been fantastic. The idea is we have a lot of, everything is served to share. I mean, we have our wood-fired pizzas that we, we were popular for pizza nights on Wednesday nights out in our wine garden, but we have the same pizzas that we're serving inside the restaurant now. So
cool.
Along with a bunch of starters, different salads. We have also steak and a chicken and a burger, some pasta. So we have a variety of items.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, you've got Quirks for a Cause going on out at Everly Farms. It's on the 16th. Tell us what you're raising money for.
Yeah, so this is our third annual. So this was kind of my wife's brainchild when we first started. She, wanted to get back to the community and do something, especially targeted towards children, and that we're big, you know, family, kids, people. So we got connected with Crescent Cove. And Crescent Cove, if you haven't heard of them, they are the only hospice rested children's center in Minnesota. And I think one of four in the country. So terminally ill kids, you know, a lot of times, you know, one of the parents have to quit their jobs to take care of the child. And what Crescent Cove does is it kind of relieves the parents, say, if they want to go out and take their other kids on a trip. So they'll bring the child to their center, and Crescent Cove will take care of the child. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, during the last days of life, they also will take care of it. So, you know, it's kind of away from the other kids, because it could really affect, you know, the whole family dynamics there. So it's an amazing operation. My wife and I have, you know, toured out there, and it just it's just absolutely amazing what they do, the care they give for these kids. And so most of their funding is through donations. So they get, I think, a little bit of money, you know, through some of the family's medical insurance, Medicaid. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but
sure.
I want to say, you know, 75-80% comes from just donations. And so this charity that we're putting on, we bring in other local wineries to serve wine along with ours. We serve our wood-fired pizzas, and we have some other restaurants from the area. They're going to, you know, have like a small dish to serve food. We'll have a live auction. We have live music.
Nice.
So it's just a great event to raise money. And we auction off some great vacations to different homes around the country. And 100% of the proceeds goes directly to Crescent Cove.
Oh,
so
wow.
All the expenses,
cool.
Yeah. So 100% of the expenses are paid for by Esther and I. And so we don't deduct a dime from what people donate to the charity.
Well, it's this Saturday. If you want to, you can just Google Corks for a Cause. It'll take you right to the page at everlyfarmswinery.com. But really great stuff this weekend. I hope a ton of people come out. And can't wait to get out there and check out the restaurant. And apple season right around the corner, so plenty of people will be going out to Minna Trista to see Everly Farms. Frank Weigel, really great to meet you and great to talk to you. And thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There it is. Jerusha Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. We'll break. When we come back, Dan Cook has a Taylor Swift conspiracy theory. The big news that Taylor Swift is releasing another new album. We'll talk about it in just a minute.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.